From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Abby Hoover is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Galvin Foundation announced February 21st its plans to construct an 80-unit mixed-income rental housing project at 7th and State Streets in Hudson. The project is set to break ground this fall. Mayor Kamal Johnson has been collaborating on the proposal as part of the Strategic Housing Action Plan approved by the city in 2018. The Galvin-owned property will be home to a new four-story building with 8,500 square feet of commercial space and a green design, according to a statement from the foundation. Dan Kent, Galvin's vice president of initiatives, said there is no plan in place yet for the commercial space, but he suggested a gym, retail, or restaurant. Kent said the foundation will convert the vacant 3,700 square foot train depot into a brewery. The city will not have any financial obligation to the project, Johnson said. The building will offer studio, one-bedroom, and two-bedroom units ranging in price from $440 to $1,470 per month. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lee is reporting for the Columbia Paper. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors, February 12th, held a public hearing on a proposed new local law which would have established new immunization requirements for camps located in the county. But before the supervisors heard any comments, the chairman of the Health and Human Services Committee announced the proposed legislation would be tabled and no new county vaccination requirements for campers would be imposed in 2020. The measure would have mandated that both campers and employees have the same regimen of vaccinations as required by public and private schools and was presented as an extension to the state school immunization requirements that went into effect in December. The new law eliminated religious and personal exemptions, as well as some medical exemptions previously available. The board meeting on the 12th was attended by people ready to comment on the proposed law, and the majority of them had come to voice opposition to the new regulations. Approximately 10 people spoke after Supervisor Robert Lagonia, chairman of the Health and Human Services Committee, said the law would not be reconsidered this year. Those who spoke expressed dismay with the vaccination laws in general and anger with the new state law removing religious exemptions, seeing it as overreach. Lagonia said the matter will go back to committee and the members will take the public's comments into consideration before deciding how to proceed. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Republican committees located within the 11-county 19th Congressional District have endorsed Millbrook attorney Kyle Vandewater as their choice to challenge incumbent Democrat Antonio Delgado. Vandewater defeated designer Ola Hawatme for the endorsement. Columbia County GOP Chairman Gregory Fengar said, and I quote, "For the last 2 years, Congress has failed to deliver on the promises of fixed health care, ignored important infrastructure needs, and has overlooked our small businesses." Greene County Chairman Brent Borgata said, and I quote, "As a military member, attorney, and family man, Kyle gives us the best chance of taking back this congressional seat and winning back Congress," end quote. Vandewater was born in Rhinebeck and grew up in Poughkeepsie. He is a U.S. Army veteran and currently a practicing attorney. He served as a Millbrook Village trustee from 2017 to 2018. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Kayla Harris is reporting for the Times Union. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg are the top choices for president among the state's Democrats, according to a Siena College Research Institute poll released February 24th. Sanders clocked in at 25% and Bloomberg in second place at 21%, a four-point difference that falls within the poll's margin of error. Vice President Joe Biden was in third place with 13% support, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren at 11%, and both Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg at 13%. Siena College pollster Steve Greenberg cautioned that the findings were more a snapshot than a pre-election poll, since it did not look at likely primary voters. New York's presidential primary will be held April 28th. Separately, the poll also indicates that support for bail reform is continuing to decline. 59% of voters believe the reform is bad for New York, an increase of 10% since January. Siena polled 658 registered voters, including 315 registered Democrats, between February 16th and 20th. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.